not thinking clearly. Alisa Brady, Fox News. That's what a California man is telling a judge after being arrested outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in Maryland. 26-year-old Nicholas Roski facing a federal charge of attempting to kidnap or murder a Supreme Court justice.
According to a court filing, Roski, wearing all black, got out of a taxi cab at 1:05 in the morning, looked at the two U.S. marshals working security outside Justice Kavanaugh's home, then walked down the street. At 1:42 a.m., the Montgomery County Police Department received a 911 call. It was Roski himself, we're told.
Fox's David Spund. Roski telling dispatchers he was suicidal and had traveled to Maryland to kill Kavanaugh. Police found a gun, knife, zip ties, duct tape, a crowbar, and pepper spray. Answering questions during his initial court appearance, Roski telling the judge he is on medication and had taken it. He'll remain in custody with a preliminary hearing now set for June 22nd. In preparation for the Supreme Court's upcoming ruling on abortion, a government source tells Fox News the National Guard headquarters is telling states they may need to fly Guard members to D.C. Fox's Jillian Turner.
We are told that right now the plan is that troops will not be flown into the district unless something happens, meaning an adverse security event in the wake of a Supreme Court decision.
The Justice Department has had U.S. Marshals providing support after protests over the leaked draft opinion on abortion. Former President Donald Trump's son Don Jr. and daughter Ivanka agree to answer questions under oath next month in the New York Attorney General's civil probe of Trump's business practices. That is, unless their lawyers persuade the state's highest court to step in. A Manhattan judge signing off on an agreement today that calls for the depositions. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Congress hears heartbreaking testimony on gun violence from recent mass shootings in Texas and New York.
Those mothers' cries I will never get out of my head.
In Uvalde, Dr. Roy Guerrero describing children decapitated by bullets. One House-passed bill would raise the age to buy semi-automatic weapons.
I'm not sure that we should take away the rights of other 18, 19, and 20-year-olds simply because this one chose to abuse those rights. It's not how rights work. It would make them rather unlike rights if we treated them that way.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, as bipartisan talks on proposals continue in the Senate. The FDA is considering a recommendation from its vaccine advisors to authorize another COVID shot for U.S. adults made by Novavax.
In the online meeting, committee member Dr. Eric Rubin explained his support.
If there really is a population of patients who are willing to take this and not willing to take the existing vaccines, I think it's pretty compelling.
Novavax uses a traditional protein-based formula, but provides similar protection against the original strain as Pfizer's and Moderna's mRNA vaccines. However, Moderna announced it is submitting data on an updated booster that offers improved protection against Omicron. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Multiple Omicron subvariants are now circulating. A famous cartoon van is for rent, for real. But does it come with Scooby snacks?
Airbnb is offering 3 one-night stays in Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine van. celebrating 20 years since the live-action film adaptation of Scooby-Doo. In true retro fashion, the van is decked out with neon colors, flower pillows, a CD player, and a lava lamp, overlooking the Southern California coast. Matthew Lillard, who played Shaggy in the 2002 flick, will be the host, saying fans will have a summer vacation they'll never forget, monsters not included.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.